Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates 184 multi-storey flats for MPs in New Delhi, says they symbolise spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. Uproar continues in Parliament over Bihar revised electoral roll and other issues. BJP accuses Congress of spreading lies and making baseless allegations against electoral process. Australia to recognise Palestine state at UNGA in September, says Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. And IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and sub-Himalayan West Bengal today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-storey flats for Members of Parliament at Baba Kadak Singh Marg in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, 21st century India is eager for development as it is sensitive to its responsibilities. He said, around 350 new MP houses have been built so far since 2014. He pointed out that despite the shortage of MP residences, not a single new housing unit was constructed for Lok Sabha MPs between 2004 and 2014.
2014 से अब तक इन फ्लैट्स को मिलाकर करीब 350 सांसद आवास बनाए गए हैं यानी एक बार ये आवास बन गए तब जनता का भी पैसा बच रहा है साथ ही 21वीं सदी का भारत जितना विकसित होने के लिए अधीर है उतना ही संवेदनशील भी है.
Mr. Modi said MPs from different states will live together in these houses, which symbolizes the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. The Prime Minister said the four towers are beautifully named after the great rivers of the country, Krishna, Godavari, Kosi and Hooghly, which gives life to crores of people.
आज मेरे आपसे कुछ आग्रह भी है. यहाँ देश के अलग-अलग राज्यों और क्षेत्रों के सांसद एक साथ रहेंगे. आपकी उपस्थिति यहाँ एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत का प्रतीक बनेगी. हर प्रांत के पर्व त्योहारों का समय समय पर सामूहिक आयोजन होगा तो इस परिसर को चार चांद लग जाएंगे. आप अपने क्षेत्र की जनता को भी बुलाकर इन कार्यक्रमों में उनकी भागीदारी करवा सकते हैं. आप अपने अपने प्रांतों की भाषा के कुछ शब्द भी एक दूसरे को सिखाने का प्रयास कर सकते हैं.
The residential complex is designed to be self-sufficient and is equipped with a full range of modern amenities to meet the functional needs of members of parliament. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over various issues. When the Rajya Sabha assembled at 11 a.m, Deputy Chairman Harivansh tried to run the zero hour. The opposition members raised the issue of special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar and other matters.
सदन में वैज पहरकर आना सदन के कामकाज की संस्कृति के अनुरूप नहीं. मैं रिक्वेस्ट करूंगा कि वैज हटाकर सदन में आए. प्लीज सदन चलने दें. माननीय मेंबर्स को जीरो आवर और क्वेश्चन आवर अवेल करने दें. आप नहीं चाहते कि इन पे डिस्कशन हो. द हाउस स्टैंड्स एडजर्न टू मीट एट 2 p.m.
As the pandemonium continued, the deputy chairman adjourned the house till 2 p.m. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Lok Sabha also. When the house assembled at 11 a.m., the opposition parties started a protest demanding discussion on the issue of special intensive revision. The speaker adjourned the house till 2 p.m.
Sadan charcha samvad ke liye mahatvapurn vidheyakon par bhi charcha hogi. Aap jaakar baithiye. Sadan nahi chalna dena chahte aap. देश की जनता ये सब देख रही है. मैं पुनः आपसे आग्रह कर रहा हूँ कि सदन की कार्रवाई को चलने दें. मैं सभी माननीय सदस्यों को हर विषय पर पर्याप्त अवसर पर्याप्त समय दूंगा. प्लीज बैठिए. सदन की कार्रवाई आज 2 बजे तक के लिए स्थगित की जाती है.
We have news just in that the Lok Sabha has resumed proceedings. The BJP today accused the Congress of spreading lies and making baseless allegations against the electoral process of the country. Addressing a press conference today in New Delhi, Union Education Minister and senior BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said the Congress sometimes questions about transparency in EVMs and sometimes rakes up issues related to the elections in Haryana and Maharashtra. Talking about the SIR, Mr. Pradhan said this is not happening for the first time, as it is a regular exercise of the Election Commission to update the voter list.
एक वैचारिक दिशाहीनता की और दुविधा की समूह कांग्रेस पार्टी और उसकी नेता राहुल गांधी बन चुके हैं लोकतंत्र में उनकी कोई लोक लाज बची नहीं अराजकता धीरे धीरे अहंकार के साथ मिलते हुए देश में एक अस्थिरता पैदा करने की एक सोची समझी रणनीति ये है आप चुनाव जीतोगे तो सारा विषय सही है आप चुनाव हारोगे ये सारा विषय की अव्यवस्था आपको ध्यान में आती है
Meanwhile, opposition MPs today staged a protest march from Parliament House complex to the office of the Election Commission against the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and party leader Rahul Gandhi, NCP SCP Chief Sharad Pawar, SP Chief Akhilesh Yadav, JMM leader Mahua Maji, TMC MP Derek O'Brien, among others, took part in the protest. Meanwhile, several opposition members of Parliament MPs attempted to jump the barricades during the protest. In an effort to maintain law and order, the Delhi police detained some MPs. Speaking to the media, Deputy Commissioner of Police of New Delhi, Devesh Kumar Mahala, said the Election Commission had issued a letter allowing only 30 MPs to visit the Commission. However, over 200 MPs marched from Parliament towards the Commission. He further added that some MPs tried to breach the barricades, prompting the police to detain them.
इलेक्शन कमीशन इनके जाने का मुद्दा था इलेक्शन कमीशन से हम कंटिन्यूस कोऑर्डिनेशन में थे इलेक्शन कमीशन ने एक रिटर्न लेटर कल भी दिया था आज भी एक ईमेल उन्होंने भेजी थी कोई भी 30 लोग पार्टी के इकट्ठे होकर इलेक्शन कमीशन जा सकते हैं इलेक्शन कमीशन उनसे बात करना चाहता था लेकिन 200 के लगभग मेंबर ऑफ पार्लियामेंट मार्च करते हुए जब आए तो उनकी सुरक्षा की दृष्टि से लॉ एंड ऑर्डर दृष्टि से इनको रोका गया बैरिकेड लगा के उनको डिटेन किया गया वहां पे लेकिन फिर भी वो जब नहीं माने उनसे काफी रिक्वेस्ट की गई तो उन लोगों को डिटेन किया गया
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has accused the opposition of tarnishing the image of constitutional bodies like the Election Commission and the Supreme Court. Addressing media in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said though the Election Commission had given permission to 30 opposition MPs to meet the poll panel to place their concerns, but they did not agree to it and insisted to meet with all the protesting MPs.
Har din hangama karte rahenge, to phir MP bana kyun hai? Aur koi mudda hai, ek din raise kiya hai. एक दिन एक मुद्दा रख दिया हो गया रोज रोज एक मुद्दे को लेकर के पार्लियामेंट का समय बर्बाद करना ये हम लोग इस तरीके के जो समय बर्बाद करने के लिए देश का समय और संसद का समय बर्बाद करने के लिए हम नहीं देंगे इसलिए महत्वपूर्ण बिल हम पारित करेंगे
BJP MP Arun Singh has also accused the opposition parties of tarnishing the image of the Election Commission. Talking to Akashwani News, he said the opposition parties do not have faith in democracy.
संवैधानिक संस्था पे लगातार आक्रमण करने का काम यही विपक्ष का एक रवैया रह गया है लोकतंत्र पे विश्वास रखते नहीं है और बार बार चुनाव आयोग ये कह रहा है कि किस प्रकार से आप गलत आरोप लगा रहे हैं कोई इशू नहीं है एक तरफ प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में भारत आगे बढ़ रहा है वहीं दूसरी ओर अनावश्यक मुद्दा उठा करके ये जो तथ्य से परे है संसद को बार बार बाधित करना यह जनहित में नहीं है लोकतंत्र के खिलाफ है
Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will distribute crop insurance claims worth over 3,200 crore rupees to more than 30 lakh farmers during an event in Jhunjhunu, Rajasthan today. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare said the claim payments will be digitally transferred to bank accounts of farmers through direct benefit transfer. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Supreme Court has issued strong directions to control the menace of dog bites and rabies in the National Capital Territory of Delhi to immediately catch and sterilize stray dogs and relocate them permanently to shelters. The court warned that any person or group obstructing this drive will face legal action. Authorities are also allowed to use force if necessary. The court said stray dogs must not be released into public areas once picked up. These directions came in a Seomoto case based on reports of stray dog attacks on children. The court stated that infants and children must not fall prey to rabies and that public spaces should be safe and fear-free. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced that Australia will formally recognise the state of Palestine at the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in September, marking a significant shift in the nation's foreign policy. This decision aligns Australia with countries like France, Britain and Canada, which have also signalled their intent to recognise Palestinian statehood, aiming to bolster international momentum towards a two-state solution in the Middle East.
Australia will recognise the state of Palestine. Australia will recognise the right of the Palestinian people to a state of their own, predicated on the commitments Australia has received from the Palestinian Authority. We will work with the international community to make this right a reality. Australia is making this statement today following our cabinet meeting as part of a coordinated global effort building momentum for a two-state solution.
Germany has announced a halt to arms exports to Israel, citing concerns over Israel's plans to expand its military operations in the Gaza Strip. Chancellor Friedrich Merz said the decision was driven by the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza and fears that further military expansion could lead to mass civilian casualties and require the evacuation of the entire city of Gaza. India's ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Dr. Sohail Khan, who is also accredited to Yemen, met with Dr. Rashad Al-Alimi, chairman of Yemen's Presidential Leadership Council, accompanied by Deputy Chief of Mission Abu Maten and First Secretary Rishi Tripathi. Ambassador Khan discussed bilateral relations and issues of mutual interest, emphasizing India's ongoing engagement with Yemen despite the country's persistent challenges. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued forecasts of heavy to very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand today. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar and East Madhya Pradesh. Similar conditions are expected to prevail over Haryana, Chandigarh, Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Punjab, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana and Uttar Pradesh. In Uttarakhand, even a week after the natural disaster struck the Dharali and Harsil regions of Uttarkashi district, search, relief and rescue operations are still ongoing. Braving challenging weather conditions, the Army, ITBP, NDRF, SDRF and district administration have intensified efforts to locate those trapped under the debris using advanced equipment. Despite adverse weather, ground teams remain actively engaged in the operations to drain the water from the artificial lake formed in the Harsil area. The Irrigation Department is preparing to manually create a drainage path. The Patriotic Film Festival, which is being organised by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and the National Film Development Corporation, has begun in New Delhi today. This film festival is being celebrated as a run-up to Independence Day under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign from the 11th to the 13th of August at City Fort Auditorium. The three-day festival aims to pay tribute to the spirit of the nation. Speaking on the occasion, Delhi Minister for Art, Culture and Language, Kapil Mishra, highlighted that the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign will bring every home under one flag, filling hearts with pride. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were continuing their positive momentum in afternoon trade, with both indices rising around 0.5% each. Sensex advanced 388 points to 80,246 and Nifty added 122 points to 24,485 a short while ago. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates 184 multi-storey flats for MPs in New Delhi, says they symbolise spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. Uproar continues in Parliament over Bihar revised electoral roll and other issues. BJP accuses Congress of spreading lies and making baseless allegations against electoral process. Australia to recognise Palestinian state at UNGA in September, says Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. And IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and sub-Himalayan West Bengal today. And with that, we end the midday news.